Star Pudding by Robert P. Tristram Coffin. People wondered what Dan Holbrook found to live on up there on his hungry farm. His cow was always breaking through her fences and eating up the neighbor's corn by rows. The soil was spread too thin between the ledges and mostly powdered rock like tiny stars. The hardhack crowded the potatoes out. Dan raised a first-rate crop of goldenrod. The crows used Daniel's farm to crack their clams on. There was so much of it bare granite rock. Wind pudding was what Daniel had, folks said, and lucky for the man, he had no wife and children's mouths to find potatoes for.
The neighbors did not know about the stars. A man can get a lot of life from them if he knows how to go about. They came closer to Daniel's place than down below, and being on a hill, he had lots more. They were thick as daisies in poor hay. Seemed so. He always was all tangled up in stars. He had to hoe so long and get up out of bed so bright and early. 'Twas nothing for him to find a morning star beside his shoulder, or an evening one. It might do for a breakfast or a supper, and Daniel showed it in his burning eyes.